My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is a Monday, March 6th. Welcome to another episode of Talking The Flash, where I'm going to be catching up. If anybody listens to my recap show for Arrow, Anna B and I have completely caught up. Having a two-year-old son and having different schedules with my friends, it's just crazy. But this one here I do by myself, and I'm finally catching up on The Flash. And I'm glad I did because, man, I was reminded how good it is. I'm going to be talking about the episode that aired on January 24th on the CW. It was called Borrowing Problems from the Future. My thoughts on this one here, I like the episode. The pause, the hesitation is Barry's reasoning for changing the future and the events. And I get it because Iris, but I'm just wondering if this thing is going to pan out good or not. I know Papa Flash, who I happen to like, I don't think he would like too much if he found out that Barry was changing events like he did before with his mom and then everybody's lives changed and everything else. I get it. I just don't understand, like, the team gave him crap when they found out that he did do this, and then they're okay with it. Because it's Iris? I don't want to see Iris go. She's hot, but I think it's going to be a good thing. I thought the episode was pretty cool. Definitely dug Kid Flash training with the Flash. I like Kid Flash. I think he adds a certain chaoticness, and I mean it in a good way. Like, he's just renegade, he's fast, and he's just, you know, he reminds me of the Flash when he was starting off, but faster. Let's see what else. I thought Plunder was cool. I thought the end of the episode was pretty dope. All the sweet effects. I dug that. And Julian from Harry Potter. I'm not sure if I trust him yet. He's just got a weird vibe. Maybe it's just his personality. But I'm not sure yet if I trust the dude. And of course, at the end of the episode, looks like some kind of bounty hunter is coming after somebody. And which is going to be cool because it looks like there's going to be a duel of some sort. But if y'all recognize her, she's from Sleepy Hollow, which she looks extremely hotter. She was hot in Sleepy Hollow. I can't remember her name, but she seems hotter in The Flash. That's for sure. So either way, I thought this episode was really good. Can't wait to see more and more and more and more and more. If you have a comment about the episode, feel free to leave it wherever you're listening to this at. If you want to hear more of the stuff on The Flash, go to iTunes. On there, you just got to do a search, Talking The Flash. It's there. If you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. It's there, plus other shows. Or my blog. I have a blog, and just on the top, you'll see where it says iTunes or podcast or something. That'll take you there. My blog is iWatchMike.com. Go check that out. Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. My Snapchat's on my blog. iWatchMike on Facebook. I think that's about it. Everybody have a great week. More Flash coming soon.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.